بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والثناء على الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 14th juz of the Holy Quran. In this juz, Allah mentions one portion. Tonight we're not going to speak too long, like last night. They were telling me we have a record of last night, so tonight we go back to normal. Allah mentions, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ. When I create Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, and I blow in him from my side. Allah blew into the body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, I blew into him from my ruh. فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. Then you all make sajda to him. That is for the angels to do. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْبَعُونَ. All the angels, each and every one of them. كُلُّهُمْ, all of them. أَجْمَعُونَ, all of them. Each one of them made sajda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. إِلَّا Iblis, excepting for Iblis. Iblis was from amongst the jinn. Allah Rabbul Izzat had blessed him with that type of knowledge where he used to be even teaching other malaika. But due to his doing at this point in time, أَبَا أَن يَكُونَ مَعَ السَّاجِدِينَ, he refused to be from amongst those who make sajda. قال, Allah said to him, يَا Iblis, أو Iblis, مَا لَكَ, what's wrong with you? أَلَّا تَكُونَ مَعَ السَّاجِدِينَ, why didn't you make sajda with the rest who have made sajda? قال, he replied, لَمْ أَكُنْ لِأَسْجُدَ لِبَشَرٍ, I'm not going to bow down to a human. خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ, you created him from clay, that which is low. Allah Rabbul Izzat didn't like it at all, because it was the instruction of Allah. It was the instruction of Allah. And he blatantly, this is why we've been explaining about fisk, openly transgressing the command of Allah. Allah dislikes it when a person does that, because it is a sign of arrogance. It is a sign of arrogance. And pride only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah then said to him, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا, now you will go out of Jannah. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ, because you are cursed. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ, and upon you is my curse. إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, and it will last until the day of Qiyamah. قال, he then says, رَبِّي وَاللَّهِ فَأَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, give me chance to do what I want to do until Qiyamah. قال, Allah said, فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ, no problem, you have the time. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ, until an appointed time, not until Qiyamah, but until an appointed time. قال, he then says, رَبِّي وَاللَّهِ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي, because of what they caused to happen to me, لَأُذَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, I'm going to beautify things for them on the face of the earth. Many times you think something is beautiful, but in reality it is not. In reality, it is not. Isn't it? How many times don't we think death is the best of it? And someone else look at it and they think, yo, what's wrong with that guy? لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, I'm going to beautify things for them on the face of the earth. وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, I'm going to mislead the whole lot of them. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, excepting for those servants of yours who have sincerity. For those servants of yours who have sincerity. Respected elders and friends, that is why the ulama mentioned to us, when we go out in the path of Allah, when you go in Jamaat and they give you a talk before you go out. I'm sure many have went already. Before you go, they give you a talk to explain to you what to do. And the ulama mentioned to us, they used to tell us time and time again, when you're doing an action, before you do it, make your intention, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Check your intention if it is still the same like the beginning. And when you have completed the action, then make sure that that action was done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if it wasn't, somewhere along the line something changed, then the whole action is wasted. قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ Allah said to him, this will be the straight path. The straight path. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ O Shaitan, you do not have any power over my servants إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ Excepting those who choose to follow you. Excepting those who choose to follow you. Allah says, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوَعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And for all those who choose to follow you, Jahannam is going to be their final abode. For all of them. أجمعين, for all of them. Then Allah says, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ Jahannam have 7 doors. لَهَا For Jahannam, سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ There are 7 doors. And this is the scary part of it. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ Every door has its allotted amount of people that will enter through it. Every door has its allotted amount of people that has to enter through it. Respected elders and friends, this is the month of Ramadan. This is the time when we ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat to save us from the fire of Jahannam. We make that dua again and again that Allah protect us and our parents and our families from the fire of Jahannam. Tomorrow inshallah after Dhuhr there will be a bayan in the masjid, a program in the masjid. So all those who feel that they wanted to sit a bit longer tonight, you can come inshallah for the bayan tomorrow. Last week, yeah, there was a few brothers, not many. There was a few brothers, a handful of brothers who were present last week, and the talk was brilliant. For those who were present here, Allah's mercy, we will learn something very important from the talk. So this week, inshallah, let us see how we participate in it and we don't miss out, inshallah. نويته عن صوم غدي عن أداء فرض شهر رمضان هذه السنة بإذن الله تعالى